Roswell First Baptist Church was founded in 1872 and have members that have given many years of service to the community and to their fellow believers. This special series is to help you know and learn about the faith and service of members who have served and supported Roswell First Baptist Church. And our guest today is one who has served and provided support for members of Roswell First Baptist Church for many years. His name is Reverend Jerry Tyler, but we just have to go with Tyler. Tyler, welcome.
Thank you so much, Gene. Good to be here.
Well, it's good to be able to spend a few minutes with you, and the very first question is, when did you first come here?
Our first Sunday was March the 4th, 1984, which would be a little over 34 years ago.
34 years ago. What a marvelous thing to talk about. What was the church like when you first came here?
The church was had a lot to offer, but there needed to be a lot of work done, especially in the music ministry. This church has appreciated and supported the ministry of music for many, many decades. But when we came, there was a big desire for music in the children's choir, youth choir, adult choir, reinvent the orchestra, handbells. So there was a, you name it, there was a need.
And you, over the years, have provided a very firm foundation for traditional church music at Roswell First Baptist. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with it wholeheartedly. I was trained in traditional classic music worship, and that's my heart's desire. I think it's very important that we do not forsake the hymns, because they have carried us through ups and downs, Christians in general, throughout the world for many, many decades.
Well, as a silly aside, a lot of times when I'm talking with people I know and we talk about church and so forth, and I say, well, we still use a hymn book at our church, and they look at me and laugh.
I can understand that. And if we're not careful, we are growing a generation or generations of children and young people that in a number of years will not know what a hymn is.
Now, we fail to confess and admit at the very beginning that you just recently retired, which was something very dramatic and for Roswell First Baptist. But when did that retirement take place?
May 1 of this year. 3 months ago yesterday, I guess it was.
Well, then there's one other question that has to be asked. What in the world are you and Mary Ann doing now that you don't do this?
Exactly what we want to do. If we want to sleep late, we sleep late. If we have somewhere to go, we go. But we don't look at the calendar near like we used to.
I can imagine that, and I think it's just absolutely wonderful. Now, there's one other fact that we have to deal with before we go much further about your experience here at Roswell First Baptist. You are from where?
Hahira, Georgia.
Hahira, Georgia.
H-A-H-I-R-A.
I can't go any further with asking, how in the world did that name come about, Tyler?
Well, Hahira is a little town in South Georgia. When I grew up there, we boasted, probably stretching it, of 1,000 population. It has grown a little bit since then. There are several myths, stories about how Hahira got its name, but I think the one that I like the most is the railroad comes right through Hahira. The depot was right off the tracks there in downtown, and there was a guy from Hahira named Hira. And the story goes that when the train came through and the conductor saw this man sitting outside the depot, he would say, "Hey, Hira." So if you want to believe that, you're welcome to believe it.
I believe it 100%. I have no problem with that. I think that's just wonderful. Tyler, what was your biggest challenge over the years here at Roswell First Baptist, would you say? Could I ask that question?
Yes. Well, like I said, when we came here 34 years ago, there was such a hunger for a music, a vibrant music ministry, and it happened. We had challenges, but I think the people wanted it, and they certainly were not challenges that could not be met. Through the years, the challenge has been keeping people involved, especially youth and children, because of so many other activities in the community, with not only sports, but cheerleading camps and sports camps and music camps that really became in competition, I felt like, time-wise, for family. And it was difficult for them to have to choose, well, do I go to this church activity or do I go to this camp or what? And to me, I think that was one of the biggest challenges, Gene, is just encouraging people to be as faithful as they could possibly be to the ministers of our church.
Now, one other question I'll ask, and that is simply this. Your only, your obligation here and your responsibility here was not just music. You had other things that you were involved in. Tell us about other parts of your ministry at Roswell First Baptist.
Well, of course, I was hired to do, to be a minister of music. I like to say minister through music, but I certainly do the gamut. I did the gamut of ministry, from visiting shut-ins, visiting in the homes, hospitals, weddings, funerals, counseling. I did all of it and loved every bit of it.
Was there anything other besides the music ministry that was most important to you, or that you felt you were most obligated to do one way or the other? I'm just trying to sort it out.
I wouldn't use the word obligated. Yes. Caring for the people. Caring for the people.
That is just absolutely beautiful, caring for the people. Let's go back to music now. The choir over the years had many challenges and many successes. What would you consider to be the highlight, if you can pick out one thing, what would you consider to be the highlight experience you had with the choir at Roswell First Baptist?
Ouch.
Ouch.
Wow. Don't know that I could do one, Gene. I had many highlights. The most recent highlight is the CD that we recorded right before we retired. And as I said recently, it was the swan song of swan songs. The choir, orchestra, Marianne on the organ and piano, Suzanne on the piano, Rita with the orchestra, Benjamin Ivy business recording it, and it just turned out masterfully, and that certainly was one of the highlights. But that was one of three or four CDs that we've made while we were here. Some of the music cantatas, Christmas cantatas by composers that we have had here to run our adult choir retreat, getting to know them as people, yet people who love the Lord, who love music, and have been very prolific in giving us Christian music, good music in our churches. Those were always highlights.
Now, I must go here because you opened the door and some of the things you just said that we haven't been to. I heard you say Mary Ann. Tell us about Mary Ann.
Mary Ann is one of a kind. If she could be cloned, it would be a wonderful thing for this world. I would not be where I am today, would not have been where I have been today if I had not had the faithful support of my wife and soulmate and helpmate. She is gifted, she is talented in many, many areas, and I am blessed.
And I agree with everything you've just said, and I think it's wonderful, and sometime we might try to do a memory program with Mary Ann if she would be agreeable to do that. But let's go one other step. What was your experiences in Christian music and as a director before you came to Roswell. Where did you start? Where did you end up? How did you end up in Roswell?
My first church job was 1963. I was the summer music and youth director at First Baptist Church in Adel, Georgia. Adel is another South Georgia town that might be a little bigger than Hayhira.
All right.
That was my first job, and then from there, after college, let me give you our full-time services. Gordon Street Baptist Church in Southwest Atlanta, while I was stationed at Fort McPherson.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to Vietnam in 1969, came back to Gordon Street, stayed 7 months. It was in a transitional neighborhood. In 1970, we moved from there to First Baptist Buford, Georgia, in Gwinnett County, stayed there 2 years, went from there to Central Baptist Church in Waycross, Georgia, stayed there 12 years, and then in 84, came to First Baptist Roswell, here 34 years, and this is where we ended our music ministry actively.
I think that is a beautiful experience to know about where you have been and what you have done over the years. I would like to ask you to share with those that are listening right now what it means to be a Christian and what it means to be a member of Roswell First Baptist Church, and what do you see as the benefit here?
Well, certainly it's a privilege being a Christian. It's a privilege and also a responsibility, and I think we as Christians need to live our lives in such a way that we can be a witness to those with whom we come in contact. Being a Christian here at First Baptist Roswell was always very easy for me, because while Christian people can sometimes not be the easiest to work with, overall you're working with good, solid people because of their walk and their love and their faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That in itself makes your work much, much easier.
I think that's a beautiful challenge and a beautiful answer. Is there anything else that would be on your mind and heart that you'd like to share with us before we complete our conversation today?
Thank you, Gene. I think Roswell First Baptist days ahead are some of the most exciting that it could possibly be once we get the positions filled as with the Minister of Spiritual Development, the Minister of Music position filled, under the capable leadership of Kevin Head. I think the days are bright and the days will be glorious, and this will continue to be a lively, vibrant body of believers in Jesus Christ.
I think that's beautifully stated and is correctly stated. I must insert one more thing, and that is the blessing that my wife and I have had over the years of being in the choir with you at Roswell First Baptist. We thank you, and it has meant so much to us. So we appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Gene.
Roswell First Baptist Church members have more memories of witness, service, and fellowship like we've just heard. So come back, hear them, and you'll be encouraged to share your faith and love for Christ and dedication to the body of Christ. God bless.